It is fitting to conclude this recording by meeting the converts of San Nicandro today, 6 years after they settled at Alma in Upper Galilee. Finn Lapid, the author, completes this fascinating story for us.
Quite a number of things have happened to the community of converts from San Nicandro since July 1949. That was the time they buried their leader, Manduzio, on the hill overlooking their village, sold their houses and fields according to his last will, and took ship at Naples to go up to the Holy Land. In August, they had settled down at Alma in the Upper Galilee, just above the Jule Basin. But let me take you up to Alma the way she looked last Monday when they had their big party. On entering between the double rows of neat whitewashed houses, you see the regular lines of tomato plants, well-tended vineyards all along the southern slopes, and wreaths of garlic hanging from the windowsills, reminiscent of peasant life in southern Italy. Giuseppe, come over here, the guests have arrived, called out a voice in melodious Hebrew. Giuseppe Trito, a gangling blonde youth in his early 20s, shook both our hands before ushering us ceremoniously into his house. The walls, windows, and roof beams were adorned with flowers and bunting in honor of his newly born son, whose Brit Milah we were celebrating today. The two rooms and kitchen couldn't hold the motley crowd of kibbutzniks from nearby settlements, Kachinese newcomers, Arab notables, Druze, and Cherkessans, who had all come to lift their glasses in honor of Giuseppe's firstborn. The baby, quite oblivious of his historic role, as the 10th son born unto the converts from San Nicandro since their arrival in Israel, and the toast our host proudly proclaimed was to be drank in the first vintage of Alma's homegrown Chianti. Has any of you gone back to the flesh pots of Egypt? Giuseppe sneered. On the contrary, a dozen of our old neighbors in San Nicandro back in Italy have written to say that they want to come over too, even if they have to pay for their own passage and settlement. A hush of expectancy had meanwhile fallen on the crowd. Only the warm east wind rustled through the field flowers which hung from the roof beams. And his name in Israel be Yitzhak, proclaimed the rabbi with a flourish, concluding the Brit Milah ceremony. Yitzhak Trito was named in honor of the president of the state of Israel, who has been a friend of the Trito family ever since they spent Passover Eve 2 years ago at the chief executive's house in Jerusalem. Unable to act as godfather to his newly born namesake, Mr. Ben Zvi had sent the parents a gift bearing a dedication in his own hand. It was growing late. Outside, one of the boys was strumming a Galilean horror on his guitar. Proudly holding up his firstborn son against the setting sun, young Trito, the peasant from Apulia, said with a smile, I became a Jew to go up to the promised land like Abraham our father did. Now a son, Isaac, is born unto me just like unto Abraham of blessed memory. And he too will have a son one day, Jacob, whose seed shall inherit this land, just as it says in the book. Amen. Echoed the entire community of San Nicandro.
You have been listening to a Zion Fed presentation, a recorded program presented by the Information Department of the South African Zionist Federation in association with Kol Tzion LaGola, Jerusalem. Your narrator was Israel Abramovitz. This program was arranged and recorded in the Johannesburg studios of Universal Recordings under the direction of Ivan Sackheim.